AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker today brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KBOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 1st of February, 44 degrees on our way to a beautiful near 70 here before it's all said and done on this Thursday. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Dynamic Disc founder Jeremy Rusko. Jeremy, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Beautiful morning in Emporia.
It is.
It is a beautiful morning. And as we reported here this past weekend, there's now a purchase process underway. So Jeremy can basically have the Emporia Community Club very soon. Before we get started here, Jeremy, and go into some background, tentative plans that you have going forward, I guess I'll start with the status report question as to whether you've actually closed the sale or whether that's coming here soon.
Yeah, great question. I am happy, pleased to state that the closing was successful yesterday, so no problems there, and happy to report that that has been completed.
That is good to hear. Good to hear, Jeremy. Now, the Emporia Community Club, or a.k.a. the Emporia Country Club, this has been something that I think has had your interest for some time now. What peak? Obviously, you've got the disc golf course out there, and that's played host to many big-time major events. Was that kind of reason number one behind trying to garner this property, Jeremy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the importance of disc golf in the Emporia community, the ability for us to host world championships, disc golf pro tour, elite series events, PDJ majors, all really revolves around us having that beautiful piece of property and beautiful disc golf course that's challenging. It's one of the best courses in the world, and that's really important. And then, you know, I guess more importantly than that is just the rich history, and you know, that country club starting in 1911, 100 plus years of Emporia history there. I plan to be in Emporia for a lifetime, and just excited to see what we can do with the property.
Jeremy, I think, what is it? You put in a bid, it would have been in late 2022 to purchase the property, if memory serves me correctly. At that point in time, the country club leadership decided to go with the community club. Question comes up here basically is what kept your interest, and what's I guess, how did things start here with the process that now has led to you officially buying the community club property?
You know, the ownership under the last year, you know, certainly was trying to, you know, make it a sustainable model there for you know, everything that's going on. And I mean, the long and short of it is the country club model that, you know, was from previous years, just doesn't work in community sizes that are, you know, 25,000 like Emporia. And so, you know, I don't know all the details and the ins and outs, but there was a, you know, somewhat of a larger ownership group there of, you know, I think over 20 people, and you know, I'm sure a lot of different opinions about, you know, the way that that things needed to be operated and handled there, and ultimately got approached that, you know, there thought there was some interest amongst the ownership to sell it to me, or, you know, potentially somebody else in Emporia. And here we are today. So,
and here you are this morning, right here with Jeremy Ruskin,
right.
Founder of Dynamic Disc and now owner of the Emporia Community Club or Country Club. Well, I'm assuming, obviously, there's going to be some facelifting going on. I know there's a lot to go into, but, you know, kind of broad stroking. Will there be in the future, obviously, Jeremy, some new looks?
Yeah, absolutely. That's my hope, plan, intention. I've got quite a few meetings. I wanted to wait till the official closing to get too far down the road, but I would like to. You know, I have had some conversations with some of the city leadership, and I'm very happy to, you know, say that the city leadership in Emporia is definitely trying to work with me in any way possible to make sure that you know, we retain that property for disc golf or traditional golf, and we improve upon it to make it a true asset and a true benefit to the city of Emporia and make it a welcoming and inviting place for the city of Emporia and beyond. Obviously, with disc golf, the disc golf events there, it truly is a tourism and an entertainment attraction, and I certainly want to build on that. I've had quite a few meetings over the last couple of weeks just about general ideas and ways to do things, and now that I can say it's officially under my ownership, I'm certainly looking forward to really digging in and figuring out where we're going to be going. So there will certainly be, I think there's you know, country club and the way that that's, you know, viewed in, we'll just say today's society, especially for maybe the younger generation, that's somewhat of a not inviting of a place. And I certainly want the 1801 rural there to be an inviting place for the Emporia community, as well as, you know, ultimately the worldwide community. And so there certainly will be a name change that will be announced very soon on that. And that's all I got for that right now.
Okay, we understand. But did I hear you say that you expect at this point to be retaining the ball golf out there?
Yes, absolutely. I do think there's, you know, there's a lot of different ways this things can happen out there. But, you know, we do have a beautiful 18-hole, you know, golf course 5 miles south of town that does allow for, you know, your more traditional, I would say, your 4.5, 5 hour round. It has been shared with me that it is really getting to be almost overcrowded out there, and so certainly like to make sure there's you know, a secondary option in town. Yeah, you know, 5 miles is a long way in Emporia, so
it is on my bike. I know.
I do think there's some, you know, potential changes there. More of a lot of people I think refer to it as like an executive style golf course. That's more of your shorter, shorter holes, and less amount of time that you have to commit to actually being on the golf course. And so I know it's, a lot of people are busy with you know, family time. They certainly can't commit the 4.5-5 hours to a round of golf out there. And so I think maybe where there's some room for improvement there that we're exploring.
Jeremy Rusko, again, Dynamic Discs founder and now Emporia Community Club owner. As our newsmaker segment continues here on KVOE this Thursday morning. Jeremy, I know when the Emporia Community Club and you both, within about 5-minute stretch, both sent me the email that went out to members here back in late January. Part of the issues that had come up for the community club involved deferred maintenance, involved staffing, the restaurant that was in place wasn't as utilized as anticipated or as hoped. So I guess my question is, how do you work through those challenges? And on top of that, the other question that I have is really on the entertainment side. What are some of those plans that you have, in, at least in mind right now, with the meeting coming up, the Q&A session coming up here tonight, as ways to attract the community to be involved?
Yeah, a lot of good questions there. Hopefully I don't forget too much of that. But
I can always re-ask.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to a lot of people over the last couple of weeks, and a lot of people had no idea that the restaurant was open to the public. And I think there's, you know, certainly some ways to get the word out about that. That starts with, you know, the article that was shared a couple days ago. That starts with this right here, with you guys having me on the morning show here, and obviously it's going to go to more than that. So I think we can make some community awareness improvements there and make that a more inviting space. And I also think part of that is the changing of the name. When you hear club, I think your mind immediately goes to, okay, I have to be a member to the club in order to be able to go to the club. And so that's one of those important steps. And there's a meeting tonight on site there in the banquet room at 7:00. It is mostly going to be the members who are curious about, you know, what the changes are going to be taking place, but it certainly is open to anybody in the Emporia, well, anybody that wants to come and learn a little bit about what's going on. I'll be sharing a little bit more, information and a few more of the vision forward that I'm hopeful that we can achieve. Gosh, there was a lot more questions there. The tourism and
tourism was the other side of that. Yeah, because you mentioned here about the current country club model isn't all that sustainable anymore, specifically as you get towards communities of smaller sizes. So how do you drive people in? That's and how do you kind of utilize that location and that history that you've mentioned here, plus already the disc golf side of things, the disc golf component, as ways to bring in people into the community and make this a long-standing, long-sustaining venue?
Right, yeah. Well, the disc golf is already set for a great year there. We've got the Dynamic Disc Open first weekend in May. We're going to have, I believe it's going to be right around 600 competitors, plus all the volunteers, all the staff, all the spectators that come in for a Disc Golf Pro Tour Elite Series event. We've got the PGA Masters World Championships in June, which we're expecting 1,000 disc golf competitors for that, which will be utilizing all of the courses in the Emporia area as well as some of the surrounding communities to facilitate that many players. On a daily, weekly, monthly basis, I think that a more beginner-friendly type of a layout for disc golf out there or intermediate-level layout will be more inviting. I think we can engage with the disc golf community and welcome them with more regular events out on the property. Will certainly bring more people in. I've been in communication with Doug Bjerkus, now the executive director of the PDGA, former president of
Saw
Dynamic
that.
Disc,
mm-hmm.
Certainly trying to see if the PDGA would like to relocate their headquarters to Emporia.
That'd be a great place, yeah.
Wouldn't that be? Yep.
I think so too. Doug and Noemi are still located here at Emporia, and I think he would love to have that here. Yeah. But obviously, there's a lot more people to convince than that. I know some ball golf, traditional golf, tournaments and events that kind of not happened over the course of the last year, and certainly be planning on bringing those back, and we'll say bringing some more life to those events. I have had some preliminary conversations with Hank, who is in charge of the Halfway to Everywhere Music Festival, which I think is a really cool music festival for Emporia. I think the grounds there at the Emporia Country Club are really set up in a really cool way for a music fest to go from the size that it is today, which is a growing stage, to an even larger stage and be more kind of in a not a concrete environment, downtown environment, which there's nothing wrong with that, and it's a really cool way that it's been done and the way it's going to be done this year. But I think there's a way to be out on a nice golf course that really could lend to having a really cool music festival. I think we need to engage more with the pickleball community. I think we need indoor pickleball courts. Because people want to play pickleball outside all the time. Those courts there are at Riebel Park are busy all the time, and
yes, they
it's
are.
Really cool to see. And I think that an indoor pickleball facility in Emporia is certainly a direction to go and would be a big asset. And obviously from there we could grow the pickleball into being more of a tourism draw through tournaments and different events there that could even be more than just pickleball. If you got an indoor facility, you can certainly have cornhole tournaments, And the list goes on. So see, I feel like I need to quit talking for a second.
You're going great. We're not going to pull the reins in.
Nope. Keep on going. Lay out the entire plan. We're good with that.
I can tell you, I did have a chat with Hank Osterhout of Halfway to Everywhere Saturday night. We are at the Emporia Main Street Public Improvement Dueling Pianos event. And I'll just say this. Hank was aglow with the talks that he had with Jeremy Rusko. So that's all I can say about that. But
interesting
happening, sir. Well, Jeremy, hey, we appreciate your time, and we certainly want to get you back on because there's still a lot in the hopper here to talk about. But congratulations on the purchase, and hope things go well.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much for everything you do for Emporia, and I look forward to joining you guys more here in the near future.
Appreciate
Have a great day.
Jeremy, you too. Jeremy Rusko, founder of Dynamic Discs and now the owner of the Emporia Country/Community Club. And they do have that meet and greet tonight, right?
That is correct. 7 o'clock at the club.
Public invited.
Yeah, public is now.
He wants to be inviting, right?
Yes, exactly. And I mean, this is a great way for you to get questions. It's a Q&A session. It's a meet and greet session, and again, more about.